What's up, everybody? Nate Serentino here, back with another episode of the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast. And today I'm going to start talking about what pushing past negative thoughts can do for you and how to do it. So the first thing that needs to be established with this topic is that you are not your thoughts, but an observer of them. You are not your body, and you are more like a soul that possesses your body. This is the idea of you are a spiritual being, not a physical being, and you just got the opportunity to have a living body that it's your job as a spirit to keep it alive, meaning when you feel pain, yeah, you're feeling it, but like at some point, like that pain will go away when you die, and whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to get into that, but it's all about you being a spiritual body, observing what's going on in your life and making the choice to react on certain things. So let's start with this. Use the truth that all thoughts are nothing but like little pockets of energy that you pass in the continuum of space-time. And you choose to put more energy into it from your soul, or you choose to just like watch it and see it go by. So for instance, if you feel like someone wronged you, you don't need to go like act badly towards them. You can just say, okay, I observe that this might have been a bad scenario. I'll just like understand this happens and I'll keep moving forward. You have the option to look at the positive of it. So someone cuts you off in traffic, you can say, oh, maybe they were in a rush because like they are on their way to the hospital, et cetera, et cetera. Or maybe they're this being an asshole. Whatever you see and like choose to like push towards with the like going in a direction, whether it's negative or positive, is what you're gonna end up finding more of. And it's about starving those negative thoughts of energy so you don't get as many of them. And in the next podcast, I'm gonna go over more of like how you should focus on the positives, but pushing past the negatives is very crucial before you even get to focusing on the positive. As in, you need to understand this like thought that, or I guess truth, that you are not your thoughts and that you are the observer, and you're observing what's going on around you at all times. And it's the very much so that choice in using the law of polarity to choose what you want to focus on and how you want to focus on it. It's all going to come down to like a perspective, and you can turn any negative situation into something that works for you through this law. So like say that thing where someone cuts you off in traffic, well, you can choose to see the good, and more than likely that will end up being what happens. And you'll find that like when something bad does happen to you, that will be for a good reason, and then you'll see that good happens on the other side to you, because what you focus on is what you get. And that's why in this next podcast, I'm going to tell you all about focusing on the positives and using this idea of pushing past the negative thoughts, where you will continuously get more of these negative thoughts if you put energy into them. You can let that thought, this go, and not feed it. And I've been working on this for years and using this law of polarity to turn any negative thought I have into a positive, and really use my brain and my conscious mind to create the world that I want to see. With that being said, I've been thinking a lot about one of my old cars, the Subaru WRX I had, and it was a really like tough decision to part it out, and I really like that car, and lately I've had a lot of resentment towards my decision, and I have to always be putting myself in the perspective of what it felt like when I had it, where I was like, oh, this car was, like, legitimately beat on and was going to be falling apart, and I wouldn't have gotten to fully enjoy it to where I wanted to. And it's just changing my perspective of the situation and putting myself in a certain place and time to feel whatever pain I need to get past whatever it was that was that negative thought. It's really this about moving yourself down in a timeline, either into the past or future, to make the present exactly what you need it to be to keep moving forward. Because if you're not moving forward, that's when you really start struggling. And you always have to be moving forward. There's no choice about it. When you stop moving forward and stop moving, that's when your body dies and that's when your life ends. So, simply put, focus on the good and the positives, and life moves forward in the light of everything. Just always be focused on that light and allow the darkness to this come and go. And you have that choice to shine a light on the darkness through using your ability to use perspectives and this law of polarity. So that's basically all I got. My name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast.